Hello, Internet. My name's Jonathan Cook.
And I'm Matt Noble.
And this week, and not just on the Screen Verdict podcast, around the world, people are talking about Game of Thrones.
And I, for one, hope you have not seen this episode yet. Because then your first experience of the mountain versus the viper would have been without our commentary. Without our blow-by-blow play.
Unfortunately, many millions of people have been deprived of that. But today, everybody that hasn't seen it will have the chance to listen to us commentate, give our reactions to the final scene of this week's episode of Game of Thrones, The Mountain and the Viper.
I was pretty pumped for this all 2 weeks, because it was a week off for Memorial Day. So I've been pretty pumped, and I'm excited to call it.
They built it up. I was excited, man. If you haven't seen this, you must have been living under a rock. You must not have any eyes.
It's probably fair enough to say there will be spoilers for season 3. Or there'll be spoilers for season 4 of Game of Thrones.
What we're going to be doing is we're going to line up the episode about 7 minutes to go, including credits. Okay. We'll tell you when to hit play. We're going to hit play, and you can watch along as we commentate over the final 7 minutes of the episode.
It's the trial by combat of the century. The mountain taking on the viper. High stakes. It's going to be great. So I've got it at 45:22. It's sort of the rough time I've got it on. Don't know if people counting the HBO.
I've got 45:21. So we're pretty synced up.
Yeah, it's when Tyrion is walking out into the arena.
His life is on the line. He's been charged with murdering the king. King aside, regicide. It's frowned upon in King's Landing.
But we're excited because it's led to a exciting trial by combat.
He's more anxious. We're more excited. His life hangs in the balance. Our entertainment does.
Yeah.
We're going to hit play now. Well, I'll say now when we're really going to play.
Okay.
And let's get this rolling. All right, we'll give you a countdown. 3, 2, 1, play.
Can you see? So, Tyrion is entering the arena.
Yeah, he's not running out. He's not pumped for this.
Yeah, he's slowing it down. And a lot's on the line. Tywin's there, Cersei's there, Jaime's rocked up. Everyone has turned up to this trial by combat.
Yeah, this is just sort of the Oscars of King's Landing.
I've heard it was a sellout. I've heard people were scalping tickets outside.
I love how he's upset with Oberyn for drinking here.
Yeah, what do you think? Drinking before the combat? Good idea or bad idea?
Oh, it steadies the nerves. Like the old school snooker players, they used to inject vodka into those oranges so they could play snooker and drink while they played on TV.
And here comes the challenger, the mountain, who would see very different armor strategies here.
Yeah. He's already big. He's decided to go even bigger.
I actually don't mind the no armor strategy for Oberon. Just because I think you're smaller anyway, you need to use agility.
The speed.
Yeah. You need to play to your strengths in a trial by combat. And his strength's definitely agility. Yeah.
Tyrion, he's worried about it. He's just a bit nervous. I think Tyrion's not up to his normal savvy self.
Yeah.
Well, they play the old man
rushing
off.
Along this guy. Tywin's keen. His big sword. I think, again, if you're the big guy, good strategy.
You'd just feel a bit wimpy if you're that big a guy just walking around with a knife.
And can I just say, it's a lovely day. It's really perfect weather for a trial by combat. The crowds will be very pleased.
Tyrion's like, well, if I'm going to die, it's a good day to go.
Yeah. And look, can I just say, I did a bit of research into these, and apparently Oberon, this mountain, they've got a bit of a backstory, Oberon and the mountain. Oh, wait. He's about to give it to us.
Oh, man.
Oh,
He's probably better at explaining it than you are. He's a little bit more emotionally invested in the backstory.
I'm a bit annoyed at the research has gone to waste, though.
Now, see, at this point, I'm a bit worried, because Oberon's looking good. He's moving well, showing his speed.
Yeah, very fast.
It's going too well. I'm thinking that, you know, they're getting my hopes up here. Oh, look, helmet's off. That's a good move. Slowly breaking him down. This is like a boss fight in a video game.
Yeah. Savvy of the mountain not to bend over to pick up the helmet. I think that could have spelled disaster for the mountain. And we're seeing some great moves.
He's a showman.
Yeah. He's come for the crowds. Okay. Oh, he's hit the floor. Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Viper down, back up.
He's not worried. That's all just part of the show. Oh, no. Maybe this isn't part of the show.
On the floor.
This has me worried. Hey, there we go. He's smiling again. If he's smiling, I'm smiling. Tyrion's not smiling.
And he picks up a second spear. How many spears do they have in the bag? Three?
It'd be hard to fit more than three in that bag.
That's a big hit. That's a big hit.
His health bar is very low. What a move. Take out.
Right.
What's that?
The leg.
The Achilles. Can't walk without your feet, mate.
Oh. It's a big hit. We have mountain down. Mountain down in the tribal combat.
Wow. Surely that's it.
Could this be the upset of the century?
That looked like a finishing move to me.
Mm. Now, Oberon is going for the bonus confession.
Yeah, I guess he's not happy. Because he's not here just to win a duel. He wants revenge.
And justice.
And he wants Tyrion implicated as well.
Tyrion? You mean Tywin?
Tywin.
Tywin is not keen.
I'm just overexcited.
Brought into this.
Yeah. Oh, man. He's not actually dead.
Hand down. And a hand on the neck.
There goes his teeth. No, get up. Get up.
This is not good.
Oh, he's bleeding from the eyes. Oh, my God.
It's going to be very hard to come back from this for the Viper.
I wish he knew jiu-jitsu.
He's getting the confession, though. Oh, my gosh. We have a Viper down. Head explosion. Cersei is happy.
I think it's too late for jiu-jitsu to help.
I think we can call this for the mountain.
His head's in pieces. That's
yeah.
That was the finishing move.
Yeah.
Tyrion looks displeased.
Boy, what? Now you can't say the crowd didn't get what they paid for here. What a great it went down to the wire. There were some big moves from both parties. How are you feeling, Jonathan? Post match recap.
I'm traumatized. That played out like a pro wrestling match where they put on this great show to the brink of where the good guy is going to win. He tries to showboat a bit too much, pays for it. But rather than it just setting up a great rematch for, you know, the pay-per-view title fight, he's dead. One of the best characters in the show just got his face mangled. And now Tyrion has been... Also, one of the best characters in the show has been sentenced to be executed.
He had it. He had it and he fumbled the ball over the line.
What shocks me about this is that is usually the supervillain mistake. You rarely see the superhero showboat when he had it won and didn't clinch it.
Yeah, and I hope that's a lesson for all the kids out there that are getting ready for their trial by combat, so dreaming of being in a trial by combat one day, don't get overconfident and seal the deal. When you've got the victory in your hands, close it. Lock it up.
If you're fighting a parking charge, a fine, a ticket, and you demand a trial by combat, and you have the person from the DMV or the RTA bloodied and beaten, just finish them. Because you never know what might happen.
Yeah. So, really, no one to be upset with here other than Oberon Martell, the Viper. He dropped the ball.
I'm stunned. Where to from here? Is Tyrion really going to get executed? How can he get out of this?
No. There's no way Tyrion's getting executed.
I mean, I couldn't...
I'm calling it 0% Tyrion dies this season. I haven't read the books. I have no idea.
I haven't read the books either. I hope you're right, because I could not handle two of the best characters on the show going back to back.
Here's my theory about Game of Thrones, and I'm not sure if I've shared this on the podcast. I think that the story, like, you look at the four people who are the most marginalized in season one, I feel like they're not going anywhere. I feel like it's their story, Game of Thrones. So I'm talking about Tyrion Lannister, Daenerys Targaryen, Jon Snow, and Arya Stark. I think they're in it for the long haul, and I would be shocked if any of them died anytime soon.
Well, if Tyrion doesn't die, who comes to his rescue? Because he's not going to be able to do it on his own. There's no way he's, you know, making the great escape, breaking those handcuffs. And I think
very small.
maybe the handcuffs are just regular size handcuffs, and he can wiggle those imp wrists out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to say Jaime, there's a possibility that Jaime could help. Okay. Because he's sort of in there. He's part of the King's Guard. He's good fighting. And we've seen them sort of form a bond this season. Littlefinger. Littlefinger has shown a lot of pull this season.
He's been very detached.
He's killed a king.
Yeah.
Now, he doesn't have a particular stake in Tyrion that we know of, but there's always the chance that he has the ability, I think, if he wanted to.
I think the thing that, like, to me would tip me off with Littlefinger is maybe a good thing for him if Sansa's husband died. Or does he want her still married to Tyrion? Like, I don't really see how that plays into his plan Tyrion surviving, unless it's sort of he still wants that Lannister connection.
Yeah. I think it would just be because Tyrion's smart, a good guy to have on your team.
Mm. Yeah.
And I don't think Tyrion's really a threat, because I don't think either him or Sansa want to be with each other.
No. But still, I think it becomes a bit complicated then. There's some paperwork and things. The Tyrells?
Yeah, maybe. The only other thing I could think of is if there's a war, like something more pressing comes up. Like if all of a sudden just dragons just rain down upon King's Landing.
Yeah.
Maybe in the commotion, Tyrion could somehow escape.
That is true. So, yeah, hopefully that's, yeah, maybe Tyrion, it wouldn't be bad for him to light a fire somewhere. Like, you know, like, just get something else going that will distract people, because I think that's his biggest thing of distraction. And I think that's what the Tyrells could do if they wanted to. They're not going to break him out of prison. But maybe if they thought it's best not to have him die, they'd distract the king. What about Tommen? We haven't heard much from him at all. He's the king.
A regal pardon from Tommen.
Yeah. Because if it wasn't for... Assuming he thinks Tyrion did murder Joffrey, he wouldn't be king if it weren't for Tyrion.
Thanks for the crown, buddy.
He wouldn't be having Margaery visit him late at night and things. Anyway, a lot of options.
Well, I'm going to be watching next week. That's a guarantee.
I think I've got some bad news for you.
Oh, no.
I think from what I've heard, the rumours I've heard, next week is all at the wall. It's a war week.
Well, there's just too much excitement going on in Game of Thrones. They have to bring it down a bit by just cooling things down at the wall.
There is a battle at the wall, I think. I think it's going to be a battle at the wall. Yeah. So we'll see what happens there.
Well, there you go. That's our take on The Mountain and the Viper. We'll be back in a couple of weeks for our full season 4 review of Game of Thrones. I'm looking forward to that. See you then.
See you guys.